knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko, and joining me today is my good friend Derek Green of Sepultura. Sepultura have released their Machine Messiah album last year, which made my top 10 list, by the way. They are currently on tour in Europe in support of Machine Messiah. Derek, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. Really excited to be on the show. And I'm feeling really good here in Hamburg.
That's right. Yeah. I think our bands played in Hamburg together long time ago.
Yeah, it was the Jack Daniels tour.
Yeah.
So much fun, man. A lot of fun.
Okay, so let's get into this.
All right.
Oh, but before we talk about the first episode, you are obviously, because you're on the show and I reached out to you and you were into it, a huge Three's Company fan. How big of a fan are you?
Pretty big, man. The show was really like groundbreaking in so many ways. I mean, it was really out there as far as like a guy living with two girls, not married, you know, him posing as being gay for the landlord. It was something really outrageous, but it was really funny because I remember my parents really loved the show and they were super religious. And so I just thought it was so funny that the show even made them laugh. And sometimes watching episodes together, and it was just like really, really a bizarre combination of my parents and I watching Three's Company.
That's wild. All right, well, let's start into it. The first episode, season 3, episode 7, Chrissy and the Guru. It aired October 24th, 1978, directed by Dave Powers, written by Vicky King, George Burdett, and Paul Wayne. Basically, the episode is Chrissy joins a cult. And now, I gotta say, I didn't deliberately give you this episode to watch, knowing your punk rock background and how Krishna consciousness has been a part of punk rock. It was actually pretty cool that this episode popped up, you know, while it, just in order when it was time for to give you episodes because of your background. What did you think about Chrissy and the Guru?
I thought it was, it's definitely, I think at that time period, there were a lot of really fake gurus going around in the late 70s. So it was actually, you know, kind of close to what was happening with the times. So it was almost believable in a sense where you can imagine, you know, somebody being lost and not being able to find their way and being confused, being picked up by this group of, you know, carefree, give me your money and, you know, peace and love. You know, it seems like you can be totally tapped into at that time period. And so it was really, I think, pretty relevant what was going on at the times, which is pretty funny.
Well, it did a disservice to, like, you know, real Krishna consciousness. I mean,
definitely. I mean, I couldn't really get the connection of it being anywhere but bogus from the beginning. So, and they didn't really tap into like a, picking out a certain religion. So, for me, I didn't feel that it was really attacking so much. I mean, they did have like the clothes that were very similar to like Krishna type. Of people that would be wearing, you know, who are in Krishna's consciousness. So I think it was definitely poking fun at it, which is good. You know, it's good to poke fun at it. But at the same time, there's some reality in the comedy. You know, I mean, there were and there still are a lot of people are taking advantage of people through religion.
Very true. Very true. But I will say the first time I went to the temple years later when I was already in my college years, the first thing that I thought of was this episode.
Right.
Is this guy a Rama Magish?
Rama Magish.
So you give this episode a thumbs up.
I would give it a half thumbs up. I mean, it was actually a little twist, you know, where Chrissy in the end, you know, is smarter than actually what Jack and Janet were, you know, they kind of took her for granted for being so, naive, you know, but when she, you know, pickpocketed him and got his money back, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, it's just kind of a markup on Chrissy, you know, being smarter than what her roommates expected.
Right. There was, you know, we have to take it for what it is from when it was aired at the time. And there's like the derogatory term of Indian giver was also thrown out there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That could never pass today. And then Swami Rama Magish himself, played by Michael Bell.
Right.
Now, if you thought his voice was familiar, Michael Bell was a star in the voiceover world. He did everything from Scooby-Doo.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew I recognized that voice. I was like, God, it's so familiar.
Yeah, and Super Friends.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, Spider-Man and his amazing friends. He was Zan on the Super Friends, as well as Gleek.
Oh, man, yeah. Gleek.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comedy relief, which I totally was like, why do they have this damn monkey on the show? He's always screwing things up, you know.
Trade him in for like Hawkman or something. and then on that show in particular, all the guest superheroes like Apache Chief and all that, they were better than the Wonder Twins. I wish they just deleted the Wonder Twins.
I know. I was, but they needed them to relieve, you know, to make it not so serious.
Yeah.
They had to have that like soft edge.
Yeah. a few other pointers about the episode. It's Jim the bartender, played by Paul Ainslie's fifth of his 11 appearances on the show. And then the two devotees of Rama Magish. Regina Bath. She went on to have some appearances in Kojak, Starsky and Hutch, and Equalizer. And then Diane Sonfield, the other devotee, she was just guest appearances on Laverne and Shirley, Days of Our Lives, and Dynasty. And that's pretty much Chrissy and the Guru in a nutshell.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Derek. Thanks for coming and knocking on our door this week. And we got to have you knock on our door next week.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll be there.
Awesome.